This is Bob Enyart inviting you to our second Friday meeting on June 8th to hear scientists from the Creation Research Society speak at our Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship meeting, Friday, June 8th at 7 p.m. And if you'd like a visiting scientist to speak at your church on Sunday, June 10th, please contact the Creation Research Society. For more about our Friday night, June 8th meeting, which is at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church at Wadsworth and 21st, please just go to kgov.com, that's kgov.com, or call us at 800-8-ENYART, 800-836-9278. To the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. If you just heard that promo Friday night, what an honor in Denver, Colorado. We will have scientists from the Creation Research Society, the nation's oldest, first, in fact, I think the world's oldest young earth creation ministry, and it has hundreds of advanced degree scientists as members. And as the Gallup poll has found just this past month, you might have heard, almost half of Americans believe that God directly created human beings in their present form sometime in the recent past. So that's exciting. There's so much going on. Here in Colorado, of course, the big news is that we're zeroing in on the goal of getting 120,000 signatures to put personhood on the ballot for the third time, round three, and so many other states are looking to Colorado. So in studio, we asked if we could get 5 or 10 minutes out of his day, is Jonathan Sutherland with Personhood Colorado. Jonathan, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thanks, Bob.
So tell us what's going on. You work full-time, is that right, with Personhood USA?
Yes, that's correct, in the office.
Your office is here in Colorado. So could you tell us, before we talk about the petition drive, what have you guys been up to outside of Colorado recently? I know you've been traveling. What's been going on?
Right. Yeah, there's been some really amazing things happening. There was recently the International Summit in Portugal. That I forget even how many countries were involved.
But. Well, I saw the names and organizations from 10 countries from Europe, North America, and South America with organizations and leaders of organizations committing themselves to personhood without exception and without compromise on principle.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is just amazing, just how it's spreading and becoming truly a movement. So yeah, that's one huge thing.
And you were there in Portugal?
I wasn't there for that one.
Where have you been? Because you've been to Europe, and I think you've been to Africa recently.
Yeah, that was separately in Africa, not with personhood. But yeah, there's quite a bit happening. I know for one, several states, including Montana, Florida, Ohio, California, they're all working on petitions right now.
Yeah.
Alongside Colorado.
Montana is a number of states. And over in Europe, the Vatican is supporting, in fact, they're helping to launch a petition drive, which it's required for the European Union to get 1 million signatures to force the issue to the floor, basically.
Right.
And the Vatican, along with Personhood USA, has said, this is a great opportunity. We're going to try to get millions of signatures, not 1 million.
Right. It's great. It's exciting.
Very encouraging. And what's so interesting is the Vatican's website, vatican.va, they have their catechism, and there's a paragraph 2270 that almost reads verbatim like a personhood amendment, where it says the rights of all human beings should be recognized from the first moment of fertilization, conception, and that we need to uphold those rights. That's thrilling, and that's what we've been advocating here, what Colorado Right to Life and you guys at Personhood, that's what everybody's advocating. And lo and behold, there it is on the catechism on the Vatican's own website.
Right. That's one of the great things about personhood. It's not this like crazy new idea. It's been around for a bit.
Right.
It makes sense. It's established.
And it's fundamental.
It's
the basics. It's simple. It's like trying to be a good hockey player. You got to focus on the fundamentals. And if you overlook the fundamentals and you try to get real sophisticated, you're not going to be a good hockey player.
Right.
So same thing with winning the battle to protect children. So, all right, thanks for that bit of an update on what's going on elsewhere. So here in Colorado, about how many petitions do we think are out there?
About 12,000 are out in the circulation of folks.
In the highways and byways.
Yes, they're out there somewhere.
Among pro-lifers. So about 12,000 petitions. That's a tremendous number. But by the nature of petition drives, you guys don't really know how many petitions are being gathered until they all start coming in a flood.
Right. That's sort of the danger of it, is when people really wait to the last second, or we just don't know exactly how many we're going to have or how far we are along. Mm-hmm. But the great thing is we do have petitions coming back, and it's really exciting to see them coming back. But it's we have to be very careful about getting too excited about it now. We just have to, as they're coming in, we need to make sure that people know that we need them to keep bringing them in for us.
Right. I like to think of it as, if there's 12,000 petitions out there in circulation, probably the number that we need in order to make it onto the ballot is 12,001. There's probably somebody out there listening who doesn't yet have their own petition. Now, why, for the life of me, I can't figure out why that would be, but on the highways and byways of Colorado, there's somebody driving along or somebody who's listening at home or while they're working, and they don't have their own petition. And if you're over 18, you need your own petition to start collecting signatures in Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does somebody get a petition? What's the best way?
The easiest and best way. There are two ways. You can call us, and we will mail you one. Or stop by our office in Arvada and pick one up.
All right. So your phone number, 303-456-2800.
Correct. 456-2800. Give us a call, and we will be happy to mail you one.
Okay. So there's the Colorado Personhood Coalition that is overseeing the petition drive, and that is Colorado Right to Life, Personhood Colorado, other organizations are supporting this vital effort to make it on the ballot, and we've estimated that we need about 120,000 signatures.
Right.
About.
It's daunting, but we've done it before.
The head of Personhood Oklahoma called me just about a week ago and was talking to actually Biff Gore, the new president of Colorado Right to Life, and to me, and he was saying that it is so extraordinarily difficult to get 100 signatures, let alone 1,000, let alone 100,000. He said the respect they have there in Oklahoma for the volunteers here in Colorado is just amazing because of the accomplishment of the last two rounds. And now here we are again in round three.
Right.
So
the great thing about it is that it seems really daunting or difficult, but everyone knows a few people. Everyone has family or friends who would be fine with signing this.
Everyone would sign.
If you go to church, ask your pastor. That's the easiest way to get signatures. The great thing about it is that it's not that hard. Mm. Everyone knows someone.
And back when we started about 4 months ago, we were asking people, because we had so much time, get a petition. You could get 56 names on there. And now as we get closer and closer to the deadline, well, maybe somebody be intimidated by getting 56 signatures, but they could get probably 20 signatures.
Right.
So true, July 9th is coming right up. That's a month and 5 days from now. But in that time, it'll take a few days to get your petition in the mail. You can get at least, I imagine, 20 signatures, because not only could you go to your church, ask family or friends, would you help us protect unborn children, sign this pro-life petition, this personhood petition, but then also you could go to a local library. There's so many ways. You go to the post office, stand out in front on the sidewalk, wherever people are walking by, and I just say, would you sign this pro-life petition? Or on the back, in big letters, I write pro-life petition. So they could see it as they're walking up. And a lot of people will come up to you and say, I'd like to sign that. But as they're walking by, would you sign this pro-life petition? And so at least 20 signatures, but you guys have a way for people to find events, right?
Yeah. A really easy way, if people don't know where to get signatures, you can go to our website, personhoodco.com, and just go right to the calendar. There's a tab on there that says calendar. There's all kinds of events, probably in your area, where you can go and easily get several signatures.
I'm looking right now at the personhoodco.com. That's Personhood Colorado. And here's the calendar. I clicked on calendar, June 2012. And there's about 10 events this week. There were about 8 events over this past weekend where people can go. Each event starts with the city. So there's La Junta and Gunnison, Pagosa Springs, Pueblo. There's Denver Centennial, Fremont, Loveland, Commerce City, and Brush, Colorado. So that's all in a 4-day period. So there are plenty of opportunities. If you're creative, you just think of where to go to get signatures. Call a few friends. Email your friends. Say, I got a petition. Would anybody sign my pro-life petition? And it's going to happen if we encourage more people to get involved.
Right. And another great place is everyone has churches in your area, in your neighborhood, right down the street from you. There's probably a church with maybe 50 people. It's great to go ask the pastor.
A small church.
Even a tiny church is still a great place to get signatures.
What a great point. Yeah. So that if there isn't a small church near you or a larger church, but a small church might be less intimidating for some people, just go and knock on the door. Go in and introduce yourself as a neighbor. Or you could call them, of course, and ask them, do you guys want to be involved? And there are hundreds of churches where signatures are being collected. Would you guys like to be one? Because we're going to win. We're going to end abortion in Colorado. Would you like to be a part of that? Please help us get signatures. So that's a great idea, too. And then if somebody found a church that says, yeah, we'd like to collect signatures, could somebody be here on a Sunday? What if that person can't make it on Sunday? What if they're involved, say, teaching Sunday school?
Right. Again, give us a call. We have volunteers. One of us will come out. We can send people every week. Anytime they need us, we will be there. So that's definitely the best option.
And I know Denver Bible Church, we're not a mega church. I don't think we're a mega church yet. It's like 60 people a mega church?
That's a little less than a mega church.
A little less. There's about 40 churches that have 10,000 or more on a Sunday. So we're not quite there yet.
You're getting there.
But I do know this, Jonathan, that a number of our churches, you're very encouraging, a number of our church members will go out on a Sunday morning to other churches because they've been invited to come and collect signatures. And so there's some people during this cycle every 2 years, we don't see them for about 4 months.
Right.
But that's great, too, because they're serving the Lord. And every time you get a signature, that means that somebody stopped and thought about the right to life and where it comes from, and that it comes from God, and it's wrong to kill, to abort these unborn kids.
Right. Really, that's one of the most exciting things about personhood for me, is it's mobilizing the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Church, it's having pastors say, abortion is wrong, and here's why, and speaking to their congregation about that, when abortion isn't talked about any other time.
Well, it's such a good point. And you know, the amazing things, it's like they're miracles. It's like they're Bible events that happen in the lives of, say, the Reverend Flip Benham, Ken and Joe Scott, Keith Mason, and so many people. And one of the reasons these awesome testimonies and things occur is because they're out. They're opening their mouth. They're speaking for the Lord. They're doing things. And it turns out that when you're out, things can happen. Usually when you're watching a TV show on your couch, usually nothing amazing is going to happen. I mean, I'm going out on a limb there, but usually nothing amazing. Doug McBurney and I were getting signatures a week ago and here in Arvada. And some lady was angry at us, just because we asked for a signature to protect unborn children. Now, I don't know if she had had an abortion or what, but she was angry. And there were no words, nothing angry, nothing emotional, but she was upset, and she called the police. Now, that doesn't happen, right?
That's pretty rare.
Pretty rare.
Yeah.
1,000 out of 1,001 times, nobody calls the police.
Right.
But leave it to me and Doug McBurn. The police get called. So two officers come up to us, and they say, "Hi, guys, it looks like you guys are having a good time here at the library. We don't see any problems." And the one officer said, "Are you Bob Enyart?" And I said, "Uh-oh, what did I do?" He said, "No, I love your show."
Oh.
And so we got to talk about the Lord with an officer, yeah, and, you know, and that we're trying to protect unborn children. And they said, "Well, you know, thanks for being out here and have a good day."
Yeah.
And so even that, even if something you think something's going wrong, it goes right.
Right. That's another, like, just really encouraging thing to me is when I'm on the street getting signatures, you talk to the most incredible people.
Yeah.
Who, and you can give them petitions or just you have the most incredible conversations. Even with people who are pro-abortion, you see them,
yes,
walk away not changing their mind, but they've never heard what you just said before in
thinking,
their lives.
Thinking. I love the conversations with people. And sometimes you see somebody and you think, okay, there's a gangbanger. He's going to shoot me. No, you don't think that. But you think, and then he comes up to you and he says, "Man, I want to sign. I'm pro-life."
Right.
And you would have never guessed it because I don't know why, if I just stereotype people. But like downtown Denver, some of the roughest characters have a totally tender heart toward God and toward the innocent child.
Yeah.
It's fun, Jonathan.
Absolutely.
Well, it's neat that you're involved like you are. So you said there were two ways to get a petition. One is calling the phone number, 303-456-2800. What's the other way?
The other way is you can stop by our office. We're open pretty much every day, Monday through Friday for sure, about 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And that's in Arvada, Colorado on 58th between Wadsworth and Kipling to give people an idea.
Yeah, yep. And you can just give us a call and just to make sure we're there. But
okay.
Yeah, we're there.
That sounds great. All right, Jonathan, anything else you have to share? How about something this Friday, you said?
Yeah, there is an event this Friday at the Capitol, a great event to get some signatures at and just be there to support. It's the Stand Up for Religious Freedom rally against the HHS mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be a great event. We definitely want to support it and have people there. But also, this is a great place to get signatures for the petition.
Yeah, that's super. So that is this Friday at noon, I believe, on the west steps of the Capitol, downtown Denver. So great place to meet some of the personhood folks and to be encouraged.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jonathan Sutherland, thank you so very much.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
God bless you.
Thanks. Bye.
Appreciate that. So Jonathan's work with Personhood USA and Personhood Colorado is so very exciting. If you were watching on Fox News last night, Lila Rose was on Huckabee on Fox News with undercover video from abortion clinics run by Planned Parenthood. That's what they do, Planned Parenthood. They kill kids for money. And they were unauthorized, undercover videos. They were staged. Women were asking, "Could I get an abortion if my baby is a girl because we want a boy?" And it turns out, without exception, Planned Parenthood clinics around the country, never once did they say, "We don't discriminate against girls. We don't do gender selection abortion." Every time they offered suggestions, they wanted to help to kill the girl so that you could have a boy. And Lila said that the number is over 120 million girls worldwide have been aborted because they were girls. Over 120 million girls, this is a gender side against girls, which happens especially in China, for example, but is happening here in America. I was so glad that Governor Mike Huckabee, pointed out that, you know, we're talking about gender sex selection abortion, but every abortion is cruel. Every abortion is wrong. And I'm so glad he pointed that out, because it's not as though if we have non-discriminatory abortion, then it's okay. equal opportunity abortion, no abortion for racism, no abortion for sexism, just your garden variety abortion, then it's okay. No, absolutely not. But these kinds of exposés are opportunistic. It's worth showing that the abortion industry is not pro-woman. It doesn't favor women. If it did, it wouldn't have killed 128 million women more than boys over the last 30 years. It wouldn't have done that. It's not pro-women. It's not pro-choice. That's a lie. If it was pro-choice, then Planned Parenthood would not have given millions of dollars to China's population control program, which is primarily forced abortion and infanticide and female abortion, sex selection abortion, sex selection infanticide. Planned Parenthood would be up in arms, and feminists everywhere would be fighting against China's forced abortion, but they pretty much never bring it up unless they're forced to. So it's a fraud. And here in Colorado, we have the late-term abortionist Warren Hearn up in Boulder, and he says, well, it's all about choice, and that the government should not be making these difficult life and death decisions. These should be left to the family. And actually, I had the opportunity to expose him as a hypocrite and a liar on that topic. When I first went on the air in April of 1991 on this station, AM 670, KLTT, one of my first interviews was Warren Hearn, abortionist from Boulder, Colorado. And the transcript of that interview was run in an article in the Denver Catholic Register that went out to, what, over 100,000 families in the state, maybe a lot more than that. And in that interview, I talked to him. In fact, you could find this on our website, kgov.com, search for Warren Hearn transcript. I talked to him about a case that was in the headlines where, I think this was in Nebraska, where a husband was fighting to keep medical care for his wife, and the doctors at the hospital wanted to pull the plug, to speak metaphorically, and kill her. And there was no question of who's paying for the medical care. It was just the doctors thinking that this woman should now die, and the husband saying, my wife and I value life, we love each other, we believe in the sanctity of life, and if she dies, she dies, but I don't want to kill her. And it went to court. So I asked Warren Hearn, the abortionist, first I asked him, who do you think should make these life or death decisions, the government or the families? And he said, absolutely the families. It's no business of the government, these life or death decisions. So 3 minutes later, I let a little time go by to catch him off guard, to get his true, honest answer, not a lie, and I brought up this case. And I said, Warren Hearn, who do you think should prevail in court, the husband or the doctors? And he said, absolutely the doctors. I said, but Dr. Hearn, and it hurt my mouth to say Dr. Hearn, he's a murderer. He's an abortionist, Hearn, but I wanted to keep him on for as long as possible to expose that he's a liar, a child killer, and a hypocrite. So I said, but Dr. Hearn, just 3 minutes ago, you said that it's none of the government's business. The government has to stay out of it. These life and death decisions are family decisions. So now you're saying the government should intervene and overrule the husband, overrule the family, and let a bureaucrat, a government judge, and these doctors force the family. And he said, well, you know what? I came here to talk about abortion. And he said, I wasn't, and this is in the transcript, his stumbling for words. And he said, I wasn't prepared to talk about this topic. And he did say, but it is related. He actually said that. It is related. But I didn't come here to talk about this topic. And I came here to talk about abortion. And let's talk about abortion. So he doesn't believe that the government should stay out of it. He's a lying dog. He's a child killer. He will side with whoever says to kill the unborn child, whoever says to euthanize that person who is elderly or ill, he's not committed to choice. Do you think Warren Hearn has stood up against China's population control program? He buys these full-page ads in Colorado newspapers advocating abortion. Do you think he's ever done even a tenth of what we've done here at Bob and Yurt Live to expose the cruelty of China's forced abortion, where they kill a baby inside of the mother when the mother loves and wants the baby? How could there be a more gruesome crime than to kill a woman's child inside of her womb and against her will? How could anything be more vile, more despicable, more anti-choice and anti-woman than that? And Planned Parenthood, for the most part, has their mouth shut. Barack Obama has his mouth shut. Mitt Romney has his mouth shut. Colorado Springs welcomes the premier of China every 5 years like he's royalty. And they've got 100 national headquarters of Christian ministries, and they welcome them without exposing how wicked they are. What's with this? And so the abortion industry is not pro-choice. That's a lie. If you think they are, you're deceived. You're a fool. The abortion industry is not pro-woman. That's a lie. If the abortion industry was pro-woman, they would not have killed 120 million more girls than boys in the last 30 years. You know what? We win and they lose. Those who advocate killing the innocent lose because there is a God. And in Christ, we have the victory. And there is a judgment day coming. So for the sake of not only the children, but of their mothers and fathers, and for the sake of the abortionist, personhood needs to win sooner rather than later, for their sake. When we killed the Nazi guards at the concentration camps, when our forces went in justly, authoritatively, and we liberated those few who survived, one of our dear friends, Martin Small, was an inmate at a Nazi concentration camp. And he wrote that book, Remember Us. What an extraordinary book. And he talked to me, he talked to Keith Mason when he signed the personhood petition. And he said, I saw what they did to the living and to the kinds of implements they used on babies. I saw it with my own eyes. And when I survived and came to America, I saw the abortion clinic implements, and they looked the same to me as the Nazi doctors used on babies. And he said, I oppose abortion. We have to stop it. That was Martin Small. He passed away last year. Hey, God bless you.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.